USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
50 people were killed in Friday's terrorist attacks on two mosques in New Zealand, and dozens were wounded, many still in hospitals, where doctors like this one say such incidents are so rare in that nation that even they struggled as the victims came pouring in.
Horror, stunned, anger, those are the words that I've sort of had related to me at this point.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says the 29-year-old suspect who's in custody did email her an anti-immigrant manifesto shortly before the attacks. Massive flooding in a number of Midwestern states thanks to the so-called bomb cyclone a few days ago. At least three people have died. The Missouri River causing problems in Iowa and Nebraska. That river's expected to crest in Brownsville, Nebraska, Tuesday at more than 47 feet, the highest ever recorded. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States. If anybody who would run.
The crowd in his home state of Delaware cheering as Biden laughs, crosses himself, and adds,
I didn't mean
saying he didn't mean it, but there are reports from multiple sources that Biden has begun hiring a campaign staff and has told several of his close friends he's running. Irish or not, millions of Americans will celebrate St. Patrick's Day today. The Chicago River is dyed green for it. Crowds gathered along its banks yesterday to watch the Chicago Plumbers Union dump dye into the river, turning it a bright shade of green. Chicago recently named by Wallet Hub the best city in the nation to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Its Southside Irish Parade steps off at noon. New York City's huge parade was yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An American man arrested last year in Iran is now facing 10 years in prison there. 46-year-old Michael White, a Navy veteran from California, was arrested in July after traveling to Iran to meet a woman. Then he was detained and was convicted of insulting the supreme leader of Iran and for posting a private photograph online. The latter charge, apparently from a post of him sitting with an Iranian woman. A lawyer for his family says he was sentenced to 10 years earlier this month, and the State Department says it's aware of the situation but cannot comment further because of privacy considerations. An effort to save energy by upgrading light bulbs has gone dark, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Energy Department plans to roll back efforts to eliminate expensive incandescent light bulbs and instead keep them available along with a more energy-efficient LED light bulb. National Resources Defense Council Director Noah Horowitz says legal action will be taken.
They cost consumers an extra $12 billion a year to operate, and we're using 25 more power plants worth of electricity to keep those inefficient bulbs illuminated. And that's causing about 34 million extra tons of carbon dioxide, the main pollutant responsible for global warming.
Again, that report prepared by our own Wendy King, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.